Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 14, 2023. Internal changes. Comment: a person is powerless over his words and actions, and this includes someone who has been on the Kabbalistic path for some time. First, he speaks with an understanding of certain states and he can make some promises. Then he acts as if he has been replaced and has competent excuses for his conditions. This is such a trick. My response: this is not a trick. This individual is changing. Of course, there are people who plan in advance to get out of some state in this way. But I am talking about those who always speak sincerely based on the feeling they are currently experiencing. It is only that the states change. A person has no control over anything. If you want to deal with someone and be more or less sure of a positive outcome, then you have to deal with extremely primitive, and not spiritual people. They do not change. They are like animals. In 10 years everything with them will be the same as yesterday. Therefore, with great reliability you can be sure that what the person said today will also be true tomorrow, unless he has planned some meanness in advance. A spiritual person is constantly changing internally. Every time he thinks and decides differently. He does not understand how yesterday he could think in such a way because today he sees that everything should be completely different. Question: what is changing in him at this moment? It is like a different chemical composition is poured into a person. Answer: absolutely. You are affected by light from the next spiritual level, and a change occurs. This means that completely different qualities are awakened in you. We have desires, and their formation is like a blank computer in which there are memory cells, a motherboard, various blocks, a microprocessor, and so on. The light sets the whole program of work, and therefore such great changes take place. From Cab TV's I got a call. You cannot trust anyone. July 14, 2012. An alternative to egoistic fulfillment. Question: is there any alternative to egoistic fulfillment? What does a person acquire as a result of rising above egoism? Answer: with his upper knowledge, upper sensation, and upper attainment, a person acquires absolute fulfillment. He sees the whole universe from end to end indefinitely and integrally and feels and realizes how interconnected everything is. Question: does the suffering of love give a person such fulfillment? Answer: it is easier for me to say yes. It is impossible to describe this because for this it is necessary to rise into a different sensation. For any sensations, a substrate is needed, the so-called screen, otherwise what will you feel them on? Today, man is at the animate level. He does not feel himself outside the body and cares only about feeling as comfortable as possible every second. This is the meaning of his existence, which fits into one small phrase: as long as I exist. This is our entire animalistic essence. Therefore, if you do not give a person suffering, he will remain the most primitive animal and will not move. All our movements are made only in order to fill ourselves with something. From Cab TV's I got a call. Pride, July 30, 2012. What is in your name? Question: why is there such a factor as a surname in nature? Answer: because this is how we are arranged. Animals have the same thing, only their identification is of a completely different kind. A dog, in order to find out about another dog, does not need to ask for a passport. A dog will smell it from all sides and knows everything at once: who it is, what it is, and where it is from. Question: do names and surnames have any spiritual roots? For example, in Kabbalah, sages are given certain names according to their spiritual achievements. But there are also human names. Answer: these names are given according to origin. If we value a person in our world, first of all, by his social status, wisdom, family, professional, national, or state affiliation, then according to this we attribute all sorts of epithets to him. For example, a doctor, professor, or laureate. We attribute all this to the name in order to emphasize the essence of this person. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Meaning of a person's name, July 10, 2012. Manifestation of one force. Question: in modern physics, there are three main types of matter: matter, field, and dark matter. What kinds of desires and how many of them are there in the spiritual? Answer: there is the desire to receive. This is what we reveal in ourselves, and other things are not attainable to us. Question: is it probably also divided into some hundreds and thousands? Answer: but it is still a desire to receive. Comment: let's say in our world we see that there is a substance and there is a field, two different types of matter. My response: this is a manifestation of the same force, just on different levels. And it is the same way in the spiritual. Question: from the point of view of Kabbalah, what is primary, matter or consciousness? Answer: of course, consciousness. Only question is, of what? The realization of matter itself is primary, otherwise we cannot say that something exists. This can be said only to the extent of self-attainment. From CabTV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, February 12, 2023. Is it possible to force a child to study Kabbalah? Question: can a person force his child to study Kabbalah? Answer: of course not. In no way. He just has to give him an opportunity, and the child himself chooses yes or no. But, in principle, when a child is still small, you give him a certain amount of knowledge. You pass to him what you consider important. That is how the world works. If you consider Kabbalistic knowledge important, then you instill it in him. If other knowledge is important to you, you will pass it on. This is natural for parents. That is, what is natural in nature and thus recorded in our life has the right to exist. From CabTV's I Got a Call. How to find the purpose of your child, June 27, 2012. Man and woman, an ideal relationship. In the corporeal world we very often observe the beginning and the end of relationships between a man and a woman because our world is built on an egoistic basis. This cannot happen in the spiritual world because there is a constant continuity, an eternal orgasm. Question: what is the ideal use of spiritual rules for a person's protein life? Answer: it is to become like the relationship between the Creator and the creation. This is the purpose of our existence here, to learn about the eternal, great, and powerful contact with the Creator and build it at all levels from the world of infinity to our world. This is the final correction of man. And the rest of nature is also included in man. The ideal relationship between a man and a woman will happen when they begin to complement each other correctly so that the Creator, the force of bestowal and love, is revealed between them. This cannot happen if there is no upper attainment. Therefore, nothing can be solved at the level of our world. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Man and Woman, Eternal Orgasm, July 15, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are you afraid of and why? I am afraid of nothing anymore. In the past, I was afraid not having enough time to complete everything that I wanted to in life. That passed a long time ago though. What is there to fear? If we would see the truth, then we would have no fear of anything at all, because we would then see that we are in the hands of the good and benevolent upper force. Also, we would see that we have no control over our lives, and we thus have nothing to fear. In short, we have nothing to be afraid of. Based on the video What Are You Afraid Of? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, Edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.